Members of the Puerto Rican community in Hartford protested Tuesday night in solidarity with the people demonstrating on the island. For almost 2 weeks now, Puerto Ricans have taken to the streets to call for the resignation of Governor Ricardo Rossello. The governor was already a controversial figure in the wake of Hurricane Maria, but a recent leak of private messages sent between members of his administration has sparked a massive response that's now reaching far beyond the island. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was at the Hartford protest.
The Ricky Renuncia, or Ricky Resign, protest started at a street corner in front of a Walgreens where a few people greeted cars passing by. But then it grew. Dozens of protesters marched in a circle and sang a tune asking for Ricardo Rossello to leave office and take his controversial financial oversight and management board with him. Agnes Torres organized the protest. She scoffs at Rossello's claims that the protests on the island have been violent. She used to live there, but now she's part of the diaspora, having come to Hartford in 2017 to complete a master's degree at Trinity College.
I think the violence that we have been going through in Puerto Rico does not compare to the violence that the government makes by closing schools, by taking our jobs away, by taking our benefits when we work, by making us have to leave our island. So that's violent, and for me it's more violent than any graffiti that they do or any rock that they throw.
Many Puerto Ricans were done with Rossello after they found out that the island had over $70 billion in bonded debt. And as the people went through a slow recovery effort in the wake of Hurricane Maria, even though billions of dollars had come through in disaster aid, the cries grew louder. Waterbury's Marco Romero played a güiro instrument with a hair pick during the protest to pump up the crowd. He believes WikiLeaks should be the last straw.
He called women bad names. My mother is born and raised in Puerto Rico. When he called those women those names, only my mother was those names. So not only that, it's time it is enough for him to start, you know, stop stealing this money from the Puerto Rican people. He needs to help them.
Do you think that these protests should stop?
Oh, it's never going to stop. Not until he's done.
Rossello hasn't resigned yet. He did say that he wouldn't seek another term. But as Romero says, that's not enough to stop the ongoing protests. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.